Welcome, everyone. My name is Tim Mikhailishvili, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this Wednesday afternoon. I have a special guest today,
Meta Derberg.
She's the CEO and founder of a novel digital approach to manage chronic autoimmune diseases. This was a topic that was very interesting to me because I'm, as you know, I'm in the pharmaceutical industry for about 17 years. Having worked at both large, small, specialty pharma companies, and only about a year ago that I learned about digital therapeutics. I was fascinated by the topic. I learned from it because I'm a member and also a chair of the mentorship committee at the Medical Affairs Professional Society. And so I've been following this topic. I started a group called All Out Pharma Digital with many other leaders across different companies who are critically evaluating the role of digital health in medicine. And so it's my pleasure to introduce to everyone, Mehdi. Mehdi, how are you today? Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Tim.
Sure, it's my pleasure. I know we were introduced by a mutual friend just recently via a digital platform, Clubhouse, which I'm also pretty new to. Yes, but I'm looking forward to this conversation, which I know is going to be quite valuable to many of our friends and colleagues. And I'd like you to start by introducing yourself, your story, because I know you have a very unique personal story based on which you started this venture and this journey. So please, Mehdi.
Happy to. My name is Meta. I'm originally from Legoland, also known as Denmark. I like to build things. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I sold my first company 20 years ago. But Miami was really founded because of a personal struggle I went through. I suffered from autoimmunity for more than 20 years and was really able to apply my mathematician brain to the problem and was able to sort of hack my own health. I should add the disclaimer that I'm an economist, not a doctor. And Miami today is a company where we have developed a protocol that allows us to identify triggers in order to reverse disease symptoms for autoimmune patients.
What are some of the types of patients that you've been able to help?
So we've actually to date worked with 67 different autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. So we are in a position where we very early on saw that autoimmunity is very much looked at as more than 100 different diseases based on where your immune system is attacking itself. And we fundamentally, instead of asking where, ask the question why. So we have a disease agnostic platform. And to date, as I mentioned, we've helped reverse disease symptoms for 67 of the more than 100 different autoimmune diseases.
Yes. And so I want to make a clear distinction here between your platform and a digital therapeutic, a treatment, which I think it would be helpful for many of those listening, because I know that the funding has increased tremendously for digital therapeutics. A lot of pharmaceutical companies are partnering with other digital therapeutic options. Could you tell us or our audience about what it takes to get a digital treatment approved and how your platform is different or how it may be similar?
So we are not a digital therapeutic per se. We are a digital health company. We have been in conversations with the FDA, but the reality is that the requirements for the FDA is that they're essentially going in to regulate to ensure that people do no harm. And being that we have a deductive protocol, we don't add anything, we take away from what people are already doing, we are not required to go through the FDA. So that's not a plan of ours to pursue.
Okay. It would be also very interesting from a business perspective to learn how long it took you to build this platform and how did you go about creating this new approach, making it available for patients.
Yeah, so I started out 10 years ago on my own, literally journaling, translating it into Excel spreadsheets, making sort of some homemade algorithms to look at the causality between what I was doing and how I was feeling. And I was able to, after 5 months, prove I wasn't at cardiac risk, which at the time I had done weekly EKGs, blood thinners, cholesterol lower since I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
And after 16 months, I was able to normalize my blood work, reverse all my disease symptoms, and I've been drug and symptom free since. So for me, the journey, it very much started as an N of one. And then due to a lot of sort of circumstance at the time, Kevin Kelly at Quantified Self was really collecting a group of people that were very interested in biohacking. So while I was building my last company, I became extremely fascinated with this idea of people doing self-improvement through biohacking. And so over the first couple of years, I was able to do the same as I had done for myself for 33 other people. And so 5 years ago, decided to let it stand the test and actually test out the protocol and see if it was possible to get it to a place where it would be scalable. And so we first tried to go through the traditional healthcare system, hospital centers and units, to really ensure that we got the RCTs in the right way. But because we didn't speak their language, it was very hard for us to even have the conversations with the hospitals. So we ended up doing our first sort of beta study on 40 lupus patients. And we got it to a place where we could then take that data to the hospitals and say, you're the experts, this is the data, could we have a conversation? And those conversations led to several trials that are in deployment at the moment. And it's a long process, right? You know, first you do the initial studies, then you get the partners, then you do your study, RCTs, RABs, and so on. And then once you get to the other side of that, and the results in this case have been very impressive. We've been able to improve 85% in terms of fatigue, 40% improvement in pain, and 90% of everyone have been complacent to everyday tracking. We see a 97% compliance with the first initial 60-week protocol. But once you get to the other side of all the clinical validation, then comes all the commercial validation, right? So then that's the next aspect that you embark on. And yeah. So that's been a journey, but so far so good.
That's great. Congratulations on this effort. I think this is so relevant, particularly as we are learning a lot more about COVID. The differences in terms of the susceptibility of why it is that certain patients who have COVID are more likely to have those long haul symptoms and be termed long haulers. In fact, I have a personal friend whom I've been able to meet because of my function in the last few years. His name is Jean-Laurent Casanova, and he's at Rockefeller University, and he's identified the links of 69 of the 270 known primary immunodeficiencies. And he's embarking on an important initiative currently to study, to evaluate the hypothesis that he has, that COVID and its variable manifestation may be due to the inborn errors of immunity. So COVID itself may be an autoimmune disease, and which we're going to learn more in the future. So I want to ask you about the long haulers that your team is helping. What are some success stories of COVID patients who've been utilizing your digital platform?
So we're fortunate to be able to utilize the data that we have on the autoimmune population, right? So we do see COVID long haulers as an acceleration of pre-autoimmunity. Many were unaware that they were sort of on that track. But we've been able to reverse fatigue, reverse brain fog, get people back to work in a similar fashion as what we do for autoimmune patients. I think the backstory might be interesting in the sense that when Mount Sinai came to Miami, because in the beginning of last year, they really didn't have a very clear understanding of what was going on yet. We didn't even have a name for the COVID long haulers, but they were seeing patients show up that was showing, myocarditis, dysautonomia, and really looked very autoimmune. And so they came to us asking for help, and we started with the first 40 patients in June of 2020, and were able to, because of the very nature of Miami, where you really go in and look very open-ended at everything that's going on and find the causality and slice and dice it, we were able to very quickly see some of the interventions that would be super helpful for the population. And so, you know, for example, the fact that vegans and vegetarians were much harder hit. And the moment we saw that in the data, we went in and went through all of the patients that weren't vegans or vegetarians, but really to assess their protein intake. And we were able to see that depending on their protein intake, that actually had a huge impact. So one of the first interventions that we were able to put in place was really increasing proteins. So some of these insights seem very small, but when you're in the position of a COVID long hauler, it really is about getting bandwidth, because with the immune system, that's typically how it goes. It's not one big swoop. It's sort of like trying to make that reiteration so that the immune system can take over and fend for itself again.
And can you talk a little bit about your team in a little bit in more detail? You have nutritionists, I know. You have physicians, right? And your the platform, as far as I understand it, consists of self-tracking symptoms, right? The analytics, real-time analytics, and then of course the healthcare team that you have, right? That is able to interact with the patients. How does that interaction happen? Can you explain to those listening who may be interested in MyMe the flow, you know, the patient flow and the journey, you know?
So when you come on board MyMe, it really is, as you said, it's sort of a component of three different things. We have this self-tracking component initially where we gather info, and you can almost think of it as your body signaling. So your runny nose or your joint pain, and we translate that data or that noise we turn into understanding using computers. And by finding the causality between what you do and how you feel, we can actually identify what is triggering your flares. And then we turn those machine insights into human behaviors using a clinical care team. And so that team is all health coaches that have reversed their own autoimmune disease, but they're also nutritionists, dietitians, nurse practitioners, and so on. And we then have, you know, we both have naturopathic and rheumatoid doctors on the team, because a large part of this is also understanding, is there supplementation needed, or in cases of patients that would like to interact with their doctors, our rheumatoid physicians will then be able to help people facilitate that.
I spoke on my earlier episodes here, sessions here on LinkedIn Live, about the general relevance of telehealth and its trends. It has increased substantially, as we all know. I mean, 38 times more than it was in January of 2020, but it has stabilized over time. And, you know, I showed this graph that I spoke with an academic cardiologist, Dr. Warren Wexelman. So the usage of digital platforms or telehealth is now, stabilizing, but it's being used to variable degrees in different specialties. And I showed this report from McKinsey, which looked at that substantial variation in terms of the types of specialties, psychiatry, mental health, really taking the lead in this transformation and, you know, adaptation to novel ways to deliver and receive care. But rheumatology is also quite, you know, high up there. And I know that the study that you referenced that's now published is in lupus. I know you have patients with rheumatology that you're helping as well and your team. What do you think are some of the limitations or some of the remaining challenges? We spoke about, you know, in my earlier sessions here about convenience, the access, right? So I want to ask you to speak about the, you know, how patients can access this, you know, of all different, from all different walks of life. You know, is this reimbursable? What role does the insurance, health insurance play? If you can share with us how convenient and how, what the access is for Miami, and then how it integrates into the flow for physicians, into the clinical workflow, that would be great, I think, for many. And I want to remind everyone to send us your comments, ask questions, please.
So I think as a starting point, the convenience is a given, right? People don't need to go see somebody if they can actually stay at home, particularly an autoimmune population that generally sees, you know, 4 to 5 specialists on top of their work regime, picking up kits and everything else. So being able to have these conversations from your home makes sense. In our case, because we track, you know, you can say doctor's visits are sort of like these snapshots in time, but because of the data collection that we do, we actually fill the gap between those doctor's visits. So we have more insight into what's actually going on in your life because of the data that we collect. So I think from a convenience point of view, it takes the client a couple of minutes a day, same as it would to brush your teeth. And the idea is that not only is it high convenience for the individual, but we see Miami as a tool for the rheumatologist, gastroenterologist, dermatologist, in the same way as the electric toothbrush is to the dentist, right? It's a way for people to optimize their own health in between doctor's visits. It's not a replacement. If you need special pharma medication or any other treatment, that's something that you do directly with the physician team. We are not replacing that. We are an adjunct therapy to that. But nevertheless, a lot of people are actually struggling to figure out what's working, what's not working. And that's mm-hmm. where we come. We are currently working with several payers where it is reimbursed. If you come into Oscar Health, Humana, others, you'll be able to get Miami paid through that PMPM model. But we are also in a situation where people who are paying out of pocket are either getting it reimbursed by their insurers or using HSA, FSA, or even just down straight to payment plans, right? People who cannot afford to pay for a 16-week program, split it up and pay it over a year. Particularly with the COVID long haulers, they've spent an enormous amount of money navigating that sort of unknown territory. And so for them, we are very cheap and convenient alternative.
Yes, I know that you have partnered with Oscar Health, correct? And you have that on your website. Any learnings from that experience in terms of how you've customized or you customized the data that you have generated as well, which is now published based on the patient-reported outcomes, which I think a lot of the payers like Oscar Health probably appreciate in particular, in addition to patients themselves. Any other details or any other plans to work with other payers as well across the country?
So we work very differently with each company. We do everything from 100% risk-based on our end, where we supply the Miami program, and then, you know, a full year later, we calculate the savings and get a portion of those. We also have payers where we get a full payment for a full year up front. And we have some where it's not prescription, but it's anyone who calls the care team. It will mm-hmm. get sort of like the buffet offering of all the different things. And if the client decides to do MyMe, it will be reimbursed by the payer. So as a small company, unfortunately, we can't go out and say, this is our price list, go. We're negotiating peer to peer.
I see. Okay, well, that's very exciting. I want to ask you, what is the number one lesson that you've learned throughout this experience of making this new digital platform available to so many patients?
I think the first and foremost, I think that we have a tendency in healthcare to think that complex problems require complex solutions, and that sometimes very simplistic things can have a humongous impact. And it's about asking the right questions. I would say that's probably my biggest learning. Secondary to that, healthcare as it is getting harder and harder to navigate. The autoimmunity in our parents' generation was one in 400, and in ours, it's one in five. That means one in five of people watching this right now is struggling with autoimmunity. And that's a landslide, right? And so what we know about these diseases is sort of where our knowledge of cancer was in our grandparents' generation. And so we need a more granulated picture. And because autoimmune disease has its manifestation the way it does, a lot of times people, despite feeling awful and having all sorts of symptoms, don't have any changes in their blood work or even their antibodies. New sort of ways had to come into place. And so one of the learnings has also been that trust the empirical data, and actually instead of doing things the way they've always been, really be open to applying new invention from adjacent spaces to a new field. Because essentially what we've done here is we've taken process optimization and applied it to the human body. And we're decoding the body the same way as you would do in other situations. I guess my joke in the early days was that you might as well have called us Toyota Health.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I actually quoted, I made sure that people saw your comment there on the screen, because I agree with you that I think that innovation lies in simplicity often. And now I think we have that opportunity where necessity is the mother of all invention, right? As the proverb suggests, and that we're living now. There are a number of different patients we already spoke about, Crohn's disease patients, a lot of COVID patients, lupus, and a range more that are increasing. And I think your comments are particularly appreciated by those who understand the trends, right, in this increase in autoimmune diseases that we're now identifying. I know that this digital platform has universal value. It's currently available on in the United States, or is it globally available?
We're available globally except for France.
Oh, except for France for now, hopefully, right? And great. I wish you lots of luck. I think a lot more people need to explore MyMe.com. And also what I, as a pharmacist, as a scientist, what I appreciate in particular is that you have lived through autoimmune diseases, as have a lot of the doctors that you have on your team, who are enabling a lot of the patients in a group atmosphere to make the best of their condition and the quality of their life. And so you essentially are practicing what you preach. You have a lot of evidence, clinical evidence, that you have published. So what is your final message that you'd like to share, Mede, with those who may listen? How can they contact you?
I think as someone who was struggling for, you know, more than 20 years myself, I think the first thing is that autoimmune patients generally go from, you know, one practitioner to the next, and we try a lot of different things, right? Because we still have the hope that there's something that helps out there. And I think the more time, I always talk about sort of the hope bank, but the hope bank gets empty at some point when you've tried a lot of different things and it seems hopeless, because no matter what you do, it doesn't seem to really impact you. And I think from my perspective, the most important part is really to let people know that there is something they can do. And whether it's MIME or other things, small incremental steps in the right direction has a much larger impact than any of us could know. And so, well, if I should boil it down to, you know, specifics, I think a lot of people who struggle with autoimmunity also struggle with sleep. So you don't get enough sleep. You have struggles with hydration and other things. And those are baseline things that needs to be in place before you can even work on the rest. So whether you're ready for MIME or something different, you can still get started on some of the good habits to put in place. And obviously, you're more than welcome to contact MIME, which is MYMEE. The idea is that it mimes you. It's a mirror of yourself. And the idea is that we help you, instead of having 100 different rules when you're intermittently cheating on all of them, we help you find a blueprint so that you understand what is exactly that works for me. And we have program specialists that you can call and talk to. It's, of course, free of charge. And if nothing else, give you an understanding of, are we able to help you? And if so, what would that entail?
I'm going to look forward to more developments, more news from MIME.com. I wish you lots of luck. Thank you so much for this conversation, Letty.
Thank you so much for the conversation. And to everyone out there listening, you can feel like yourself again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome.